Bob Green is one of my favorite writers. I've had him on the show many times through the years. Last time he was on with me was about 6 months ago. His latest book, And You Know You Should Be Glad, came out at the beginning of May. He was nice enough to give me one of the first interviews to talk about it, and I hope I helped him sell a couple of books. Now he's coming back to St. Louis to make an appearance at the Jewish Book Festival this Thursday morning at 10:30 over at the JCC in Creve Coeur. So he's back on the phone this afternoon. Hi, Bob.
Well, not only, Paul, did you persuade people to buy some of the books, but I still hear about people who heard us when the book first came out and read it because of you.
Well, thank you.
So the book, as you know, is about friendship, and I, as always, thank you for yours. And again, people continue to come up to me and say they heard us talking.
Well, that's very nice, and I appreciate that very much. The book is about friendship. It's about lifelong friendship, ABCDJ. Explain to people what that is.
It's Alan, Bob, Chuck, Dan, and Jack. We were best friends when we were kids. And You Know You Should Be Glad, of course, is named after the Beatles song. When I was in kindergarten, 5 years old, on the first day of kindergarten, I was there. And, you know, your first day away from home, you don't exactly know what's going on. And the first week, we were sitting around the teacher. Her name was Miss Barbara. Her name was and is Barbara Drugan. And we're sitting on the floor, and I felt something wet on my upper lip. And I put my hand up, and it came away red. And I had a nosebleed. And, when you're 5 years old, you've never been away from home without your parents, your first week of kindergarten, you don't want anything to be wrong with you. And I lifted my shirt up and tried to stop the bleeding, and the shirt turned red. And I was starting to feel that five-year-old's panic. You know, I just wanted to sort of sink into the floor. And all of a sudden, I heard from a few feet away from me this voice say, "Miss Barbara, Bob's hurt." And his name was Jack Roth. We hadn't even met yet. He had heard my name during roll call and had, picked up my name then. And he, like me, he's 5 years old. First week of kindergarten, you don't want to interrupt the teacher. You're told not to. But there he was, already standing straight up for someone he didn't yet know. And Jack and I became friends that day, and we were best friends for more than 50 years. You mentioned ABCDJ. As we got a little bit older, there were five of us who ran around together: Alan, Bob, Chuck, Dan, Jack, ABCDJ. And our whole lives then were, we would drive around in the summer in Alan's blue Ford hardtop and cheeseburgers at the Tottle House, and banging our, whenever the Supremes would sing "Where Did Our Love Go" on the baby, we would bang our fist out of the car on the top of the roof, and it just, that was our whole life. But as we grew older and we moved to different places, we lost touch. And as you know, Paul, because we talked about it when the book first came out, several years ago, I got a call from Chuck. And the message was brief. He said, "Give me a call. Jack's a little ill, and I wanted to tell you about it." And Jack, who had always been my best friend, had come down with a kind of cancer you don't necessarily get better from. And all five of us returned to the little town in Ohio where we grew up. And You Know You Should Be Glad is the story of that time together, both the last year, but more importantly, all the years that led up to it. And what I remember the most about that year is the sound of laughter. Laughter among friends, because I guess the message is, friendship is the one thing that doesn't die. Friendship is the one thing that lasts forever. And as people read the book, I keep hearing the same thing, which is they get to the last page and they pick up the phone and they call their own best friends. We hear all our lives about how important work is and, of course, how important family is, and that's true. But the thing we seldom talk about is how important our best friends are. And there's someone in every person's life, if they're lucky, who means that to them. And that's what this book is for your best friend.
Yeah, I emailed you and I told you that after reading the book and having our conversation on the air, I had bought a copy and sent it off to my oldest friend in the world, Bill, who still lives on Long Island. And we still stay in touch and we talk two or three times a week. And I sent it to him and he read it and... we then had like three more phone calls that week than we normally do, all about, "Do you remember this? Do you remember that? Do you remember that?" sort of thing. And I'm guessing that as you've gone on your book tour in the last 6 months, lots of people have come up and told you lots of those kind of stories.
Absolutely. And it's it's the kind of thing you have to be reminded of, because best friendship, of course, is a very, you know, I say private thing, I don't mean a secret thing, but it's between the friends, and they read the book and they do what you did, Paul. They give it to their friends. They recommend it, or they buy it for them, and they send it to them, and it just starts the conversation all over again. Because the way you know who the friend who is the most important to you in your life is, or friends, if you're lucky, if you've got a group of friends, is whether you have not seen each other in 6 days or 6 months or 6 years. You see each other, and the conversation picks up as if it's in mid-sentence.
Yep.
It's like the conversation never stopped.
Right.
You know, you don't have to sum up. You don't have to put it in context. Those kind of friends, and if you're lucky, you've got one, those kind of friends, no summing up is needed. The conversation, it's as if this conversation has gone on forever. And, of course, the reason is, in a way, it has gone on forever.
It's the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX, talking with Bob Green. The book, And You Know You Should Be Glad, was a bestseller, and it still is, and he'll be appearing at the JCC in Creve Coeur as part of the St. Louis Jewish Book Festival this Thursday morning at 10:30, and you can get tickets to see him at 442-3299. Do you read reviews of your books and comments? You know, you go on Amazon now and you look up your book, and boom, there's like 24 comments from people who've read it. Do you go and check on that sort of stuff?
You do, because it's sort of addictive on Amazon, because it's, you know, in the old days, quote old days, you know, the professional critics were the only ones you heard about, but it's more democratic now, so readers from around the world, really. I mean, I got an email today from a reader in Africa, a missionary from the United States who with his family is in Kenya. So you hear from that, and it's you do read them. I mean, it's become a sort of nice thing where the people who read your book, I mean, you know, it's open to mischief. You know,
yeah.
Other, you know, people who don't like certain writers can write in anonymously and knock them, but that's always going to go on.
But I noticed that on your Amazon page, there isn't any of that. It's almost all 5-star reviews.
Well, people tend this. I'm telling you, Paul, this book means something to people. It touches them in a way. I anticipated that it would. I didn't anticipate that it would hit them quite so, I don't know, so viscerally. I mean, it's the book, you know, it's full of song lyrics, and it sort of takes them back to when we talked about when I mentioned how you used to drive around during the summertime in my friend Alan's blue Ford hardtop. What Jack getting sick and all of us coming home to be with him did was it gave us those summers back, because the arc of that year with him encompassed the summer. So all of a sudden, there it was 40 years later, and we're all together again in the summertime, and people understand that. People sort of yearn for that. And a lot of things in our lives we can't give ourselves, you know? Some of us will never be rich. Most of us will never be famous. Some of us will never get the jobs we want. But you can get back, in almost every case, that friendship. All it takes is a phone call, or hop on a plane or a train, and you can get it back. And it's not even like reliving it; it's continuing it. And I just get the sense that people who have read the book and are giving it to their friends, that's what they're taking from it. It's not, you know, it's a story. It's not a how-to book, but in a weird way, it's turned into a how-to book. Here's how you can get that friendship back. It's not hard.
All right, so J is gone, and you're B. What did A, C, and D say about the book? What was their response?
I think this happened after you and I. It may have happened after you and I first talked, Paul. We went back to Ohio for when the book first came out, and because Jack's not there, the rest of us, we had a thing down Main Street in the little town where we're from. We had the first event at the library, and then at the pizza place, and then at the steakhouse where, when we turned 18, we went and we had a celebration. But the most amazing thing, I talked to the mayor of Bexley, Ohio. It's only a town of 13,000 people. You know, you can talk to the mayor, and I told him that with the book coming out, and then there was going to be a race in Jack's honor through the town about a month later, it'd be nice if he could do something to sort of commemorate this for Jack's family. So without telling Jack's wife and his daughter, the mayor made that month the book came out, Jack Roth Month in Bexley, Ohio. And so at the first event at the library, his wife and daughter came, and a lot of people from the community to hear me speak. But what they didn't know was that there was this proclamation. And Alan and Chuck and Dan, of course, were there. So A, B, C, D were there, but Jack was missing.
Yeah.
And the mayor was out of town that weekend, and he had asked me to read the proclamation for Jack Roth Month for him. And I started doing it, and I couldn't get through it, you know. But Alan, who's a trial attorney, you know, is very good on his feet and, you know, can operate under any kind of pressure, he came up, and he read the proclamation for Jack's wife and daughter. And they came up, and I thought to myself, is this amazing? You know, Jack used to love the library when we were little boys. When we were best friends as kids, we would go there and, you know, hang out at the little public library. And here we are in the library, and it's Jack Roth Month, and here we all are. Here's Alan, here's Chuck, you know, here's me, here's Dan, and here's Jack's wife and daughter, and it's Jack Roth Month. And so it's been a wonderful thing for us. It's like the last gift that Jack gave us. He didn't know he was doing it, but by bringing us together, he didn't ask us, he didn't have to, but by us coming together for his last year, we're better friends now than we have been in 40 years. We talk to each other all the time.
Well, he was very lucky to have such good friends, and particularly to have a friend like you who was such a good storyteller. And when you were here, you told many stories from the book, but I didn't ask you about this one, and if you'll indulge me, I'd like you to tell the story about you and Jack calling sports stars when you were 12 years old.
You know, it sort of set the tone for my life. We wanted to interview sports stars, and we didn't know how to do it. But the biggest sports star at that time was Jerry Lucas, who was the center on the Ohio State National Championship basketball team. It was the team that had John Havlicek on it, Larry Siegfried. And we had read in Sports, we were in seventh grade, we were 12 years old, and we had read in Sports Illustrated that Jerry Lucas was a member of the Beta Theta Pi fraternity house. So, and by the way this whole thing came up was that in Jack's last year, I was at his house and he wanted to use the phone, but his wife was on their main land phone. So he picked up a cell phone to use the cell phone to make the call. And he said to me, well, boy, we could have never interviewed the sports stars, Jerry Lucas, on cell phones because you can't get on different extensions. We would go, so we got the number of the Beta Theta Pi house, and I think we were at Jack's house. He went to one phone, and I went to the other, and I think he dialed the Beta house, and then he yelled to me, pick up the phone, you know, because you could do that once the phone, and still can, once the phone's ringing, you can pick up the other line. And we heard this voice answer in a deep voice, Beta Theta Pi. And I think it was Jack said, could I please speak to Jerry Lucas? You know, high-pitched voice.
Yeah.
And the guy yells down, Lucas, it's for you. Yeah, apparently Lucas was in the fraternity dining room downstairs. And 30 seconds later, hello? And we read our scripts. You know, we'd written it out. This is Jack Roth from Bexley Junior High School. This is Bobby Green. We'd like to interview you. And the miracle, Jerry Lucas, All-American basketball player, didn't say no. He said, I'm eating dinner, but call me back in half an hour. And so we did. And we read our six questions. You know, we'd written them down. We alternated them. And then the famous final question, what is your advice for young athletes? You know?
Yeah.
And we hung up and we looked at each other. We had interviewed Jerry Lucas. And we wrote it up for the junior high school mimeograph paper. And the advisor didn't believe us. You know, how are these kids, these little kids, going to interview Jerry Lucas? She would have not been more disbelieving had we said we had an exclusive interview with President Eisenhower. But they printed the story in the little mimeograph paper, and we did it every month. Anytime someone came into Columbus for the Touchdown Club banquet, there were only two hotels really downtown that they would stay at. We got Bill Mazeroski of the Pittsburgh Pirates. We got Sam Snead, the golfer. You know, we got Dick Groat of the Pirates, Woody Hayes. We got Jack Nicklaus. I mean, Jack Nicklaus in our hometown, of course, he grew up there. And so we called him up and he talked to us. And as Jack and I were reminiscing about this during his last year, he said to me, do you remember what Lucas said to us at the end of the conversation? And I said, what? He said, what Jack Nicklaus said to us in the conversation. And I said, what? And he said, thanks for calling. He thanked us. Jack Nicklaus is thanking us for calling. And you know, I went on to make that my life. You know, interviewing people and writing stories. Jack didn't, but it happened just like that. Two little kids saying, "Do you think we could ever interview Jerry Lucas?"
Do you think your kids could do that today? Could a 12-year-old pick up the phone now and try to get to Bob Green?
Think of all the layers. If you name a professional athlete, you know, I mean, in Chicago, Brian Urlacher, you know, all the layers of PR men and agents. You know, think about it. This is the era in which athletes charge money for their autographs.
Right.
The idea that two 12-year-old kids could call up and have that happen. And in Jack's last year, because we were really reliving his life, I mean, it was like he was tasting his life again by going over these stories, and it was the honor of my own life to share them with him.
The book is a great, great read. That's just one of the wonderful stories that's in it. It's called "And You Know You Should Be Glad," a true story of lifelong friendship. Bob Green will be appearing at the JCC in Creve Coeur this Thursday morning at 10:30 as part of the St. Louis Jewish Book Festival. You can get your tickets at 442-3299. That's 442-3299. Congratulations again on the success, Bob. It's always a pleasure having you on, and I always look forward to whatever your next project is going to be. Have you figured that one out yet?
Still coming up with some ideas, but I enjoy talking to you a lot too, Paul, so anytime.
Thank you very much. Bob Green here on the Paul Harris Show. It's News Talk 1120 KMOX.